And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Radio Havana, Cuba. Today, we're connecting the dots between Hillary Rodham and Hillary Clinton, presidential nominee. She graduated with a law degree from Yale Law School and moved to Arkansas, where she taught law at the University of Arkansas. Her political inclinations favored the Democrat stance as opposed to the Republican Party policies. She became First Lady of Arkansas from January 1983 to December 1992, First Lady of the United States in January 1993 to January 2001, belonged to the Senate from 2001 to 2009, became the 67th Secretary of State under the Obama administration from 2009 to February 2013. In 2016, she became presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. In 1979, married Bill Clinton and wrote several scholarly papers advocating children's legal rights, became member of the board of directors of Legal Services Corporation, and when Bill Clinton was elected governor of Arkansas, she was appointed chair of the Rural Health Advisory Committee, where she obtained funds to expand medical facilities for the poorest areas of Arkansas. She became partner to the Ross Law Firm and engaged in the trading of cattle future contracts, which grew to generate a lot of money in a relatively short time. She helped establish mandatory teaching testing and state standards regarding curriculums and classroom size. She became member of the board of directors of the New World Foundation, which funded a variety of new left interest groups. She was chairman of the board of the Children's Defense Fund and on the corporate of directors of Walmart stores, where she pushed for the hiring of more women and for it being more environmental friendly. When Bill Clinton was elected, she became First Lady of the United States and much influenced top and low-level appointments for the Clinton administration. In fact, she was regarded as the most professionally prepared and empowered presidential wife in American history. She tried to push Clinton's health care plan that required employers to provide health coverage to their employees through individual health maintenance organizations. She encouraged state children's health insurance programs, promoted nationwide immunization against childhood diseases, and mammograms for elderly women with coverage provided by Medicare. She sought for research funding for prostate cancer, childhood asthma, and for the Gulf War Syndrome. By the way, the Gulf War Syndrome is due to the internationally outlawed use of depleted uranium in American explosive weapons. The use of depleted uranium in bombs, rockets, missiles, cannon shells tested in the Gulf Wars has caused thousands of congenital deformities, cancer, and death among generations of Iraqi citizens, and affected thousands of soldiers of the coalition forces. Is that well known by the American public? Hillary Clinton helped create the Office on Violence Against Women and pushed the Adoption and Safe Families Act. As First Lady, was host to various White House conferences on child care and child development. She traveled to 79 countries espousing views encouraging, quote, women's rights as human rights and human rights as women's rights, unquote. In January 2009, she became the 67th Secretary of State under the Obama administration. During her various political posts, she served in five Senate committees involving budget, armed services, environment and public works, health, education, labor, pensions, aging, and security and cooperation issues in Europe. Adopting hawkish attitudes, in 1999, Hillary Clinton favored the bombing of Serbia in Yugoslavia in a 78 U.S. NATO bombing campaign, which killed civilians, demolishing industrial plants, bridges, libraries, schools, and hospitals. Even the Chinese embassy was hit with losses. During the following year, the fascist drug-dealing Kosovo Liberation Army persecuted the Serbs, causing 210,000 refugees to leave. The independent, corrupt mafia state of Kosovo was then carved out of Yugoslavia. And guess what? An enormous U.S. NATO base was built there.
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
In 2001, she voted for the Patriot Act and supported strong military action against Afghanistan. Throughout her time in office as Secretary of State, from 2009 to 2013, she advocated the use of, quote, smart power, unquote, combining military might with diplomacy. In debates over use of military force, she was one of the more hawkish voices in the administration. In 2011, she advocated U.S. NATO intervention in Libya. Libya under Gaddafi, you like it or not, was one of the most advanced African countries, socially and economically, with extraordinary high-quality oil and water reserves. Gaddafi also wanted to get out of the dollar currency hegemony and replace it with a pan-African currency. So, he had to be done with. When Gaddafi was captured, tortured, and killed by a bayonet up his rectum, a horrible death, she delightfully declared, quote, we came, we saw, and he was killed, unquote. That's nothing but absence of compassion. The fact is that President Obama and Defense Secretary Gates were hesitant to intervene in Libya. Britain and France could not beat Libya so easily without U.S. power. Hillary Clinton was the one with her smart power and, quote, R2P, unquote, or responsibility to protect doctrine and humanitarian war doctrine, which overcame their reluctance. She even backed Al-Qaeda to overthrow the government. The stage was set. A no-fly zone was declared. Bombings began. The modern city of Sirte was destroyed. Many of Libya's black population was lynched. Thousands of civilians were killed. The orderly country was completely devastated and disorganized. Ever since, continues with tribal civil wars and two different governments. While the multinational companies are extracting its oil and has access to its water reserves, Hillary backed the CIA-organized coups against the democratically elected governments of Haiti and Honduras. WikiLeaks reports that she intervened personally in 2010 to 2011 to rig Haitian elections in favor of Michel Sweet Mickey Martel, who then went on to steal millions of dollars. Martel offered a very lucrative gold mining deal to Hillary's brother, Tony Rodham, whose company is called CVS Mining. The image of Hillary is a very intelligent woman whose political career has been advocating progressive views on fighting poverty, defending children's health and lawful rights, and defending women's rights. Also, a woman with her skills and intelligence climbed substantially in her political career, belonged to non-government organizations, foundations involving social issues, and also partner to law firms. Traveled around the world more than once and became well aware of the state of underdeveloped countries, and besides, importantly, involved in very successful business, as business goes. Rose to Secretary of State and presidential nominee. You can say a woman well prepared in law, business, domestic and international social and political issues. Connecting the dots to Hillary Clinton as presidential nominee, in 2006, she was openly favored by Michel Morel, who during his CIA tenure engaged in war crimes in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Syria, and other countries. He declared, quote, Hillary Clinton believes in U.S. as an exceptional nation that must lead the world, and she had a more aggressive approach to the Syria civil war, unquote. Well, she supported the Islamic jihadis with arms, money, and logistics to overthrow the Syrian government. How is it that Hillary Clinton, a high-ranking Democrat, become a warmonger and commit war crimes against humanity? Just by working up the ranks of the U.S. imperial government and backed up by the military-industrial complex, does it? Connecting the dots, this is Mike Hudson.
And we mean